Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Sup, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation. Now listen, this is not your regular Monday. We all know how you feeling. The anticipation's building up.
Yeah.
Because it's 4th of July Eve, people.
Yeah.
It's when you get to buy fireworks really cheap. They all go on sale. It's
exactly.
Pretty dope. Now, we got a great show that's coming up that's guaranteed to light up your 4th of July barbecue. Later on, we will tell you about all the stars out there currently having the best sex. You heard that right. The best sex.
Wow.
Russia never believed the newest plastic surgery. That's leaving some huge Hollywood stars a little weak in the knees. But first, to get to that independence that we all love and appreciate, we had to fight for it with the badass military.
Ooh.
So in honor of all that, let's talk about the stars who went armed forces, because some of these cats might have surprised you.
Okay.
Now, a few have gotten a lot of play in history before, like, you know, Jimi Hendrix,
yeah.
Richard Pryor, and Johnny Carson.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a whole bunch to other dudes that are under the radar. So let's give them a shout out.
Okay.
And a sincere thank you along with all you out there watching right now who are protecting this great nation. Now, Gary, who you got?
First, I have Mr. Clint Eastwood. I mean, Hugh Hefner, Ice-T, Mr. T, child, honey, James Earl Jones, Robert Duvall, honey, Mel Brooks, and Oliver Stone.
Oh, okay.
These were all military men.
So who surprised you the most when you was going through that list?
Ice-T.
Really?
Yes, because he's a rapper. Rappers do this hard thugs, and they ain't got time to be fighting no military.
What about you, Brad? Who surprised you?
Probably Hugh Hefner.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't ever stop seeing him being an old pimp.
Exactly. Right. So he probably was in the military first and got his change, then became a pimp on the Playboy.
Oh, I know. That just made him even sexier.
Yeah.
Well, he was busting off a different type of shot.
Over there. Who you holding?
I do got a list, but I got a list of celebs who served in the Navy, and I want to thank y'all so much out there, all of you, for serving in the Navy for us. I got Bob Barker.
Okay.
I got Kirk Douglas and MC Hammer.
Wow.
MC Hammer was in the Navy?
He couldn't touch it.
I don't see that.
He was too legit to quit.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
And I have to say, these stars really surprised me because they were in the Marines.
Oh.
Now check this out. Drew Carey, Adam Driver, Montel Williams, Shaggy, Gene Hackman, and Rob Riggle.
Ooh. None of those people strike me as people who would be in the Marines.
And the Marines is tough. I mean, it's like the hardest division to me is
really?
From what I've heard. Yeah.
Well, Montel Williams, I knew he was there because he used to talk about it on his show, and he cried so
Did
much.
He?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But Shaggy, Boombastic Shaggy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
He probably picked up his Jamaican accent while he was on tour.
Probably. Was he really Jamaican?
No.
Oh, he wasn't?
Nah. Now, the celebs I got on my list are the definite flyers because they were all in the Air Force. You got Morgan Freeman, Willie Nelson, who stayed flying high,
yes,
Chuck Norris, and Sinbad.
Another comedian.
Yeah.
Willie Nelson probably shocked me the most on the list because, like, I always pitch him high.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, y'all, we cannot talk about the need for speed without talking about Tom Cruise, y'all. And today is Tom Cruise's birthday. He is 55 years young.
Oh,
happy
birthday.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Isn't that crazy? We just did a story on him, and he looks amazing.
Yeah. Dude, he looks like he's, like, early 30s at best.
What's your favorite Tom Cruise movie?
Who could forget him as the bald fat guy at the end of Tropic Thunder?
Yep. He was good. He had swag in that.
They should have gave him an Oscar for that one.
He should've.
I know he wasn't being serious at all, but you pulled that one off, Tom.
Yep. And the most sexy movie, I have to name, put this in there, Interview with the Vampire. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Him and Brad Pitt was so sexy in that movie to me.
Really?
Ooh, I would have let both of them bite me on my neck.
Oh.
On either side.
Oh.
I think you wanted to say your cheek.
Yeah, I thought you wanted to say
on either side.
I would have said somewhere else if we weren't on TV.
All right, y'all. Moving on. Hollywood has officially come up with something else for us to feel insecure about.
Our kneecaps.
What?
Girl,
yes, our kneecaps, y'all. Believe it or not, gorgeous stars like Demi Moore, Sharon Stone, Catherine Zeta-Jones, they've all been criticized in the past for having saggy, wrinkly kneecaps.
You ain't named no black woman. Do we got that issue?
Evidently not.
Let me look at my knees. I see babies in my knees.
What do you mean?
I see a face in my knees. Y'all never seen faces in knees?
We gonna get it fixed. It's good news, Portia. It's plastic surgery for your kneecaps now, and they're calling it ninkle surgery, and it only costs about $5,000.
That's ridiculous.
No, no, it's not, because the procedure uses bone marrow, ultrasound heat, and radio frequency to clear up the problem. So they claim it's the most sought-after surgery in Hollywood right
now. So you use your own bone marrow, or you gotta get somebody else?
I believe it's your own.
Oh. Who gonna donate bone marrow for your knees to look better?
Girl, you never know, boo.
I'd be damn. I'd be like, now, bitch, you better get out of my face.
Oh. Bitch, you better get a cane
arrow. Now, one of those stars might be getting surgery because they got bad knees, but I got a list of stars who have bad knees for a different reason.
Oh.
Because of some things they've done in their past.
Oh.
Gary, get your mind out the gutter.
Oh, girl.
Probably not even like that.
You might be shocked by some of these big stars who were actually dancers before they did anything else in Hollywood.
Booty now, shake dancers?
Well, in some degree. Like Jennifer Lopez, you know her as being one of the fly girls.
Oh, okay.
One of the living color, that was definitely a thing. Channing Tatum and Patrick Swayze, they were also dancers before they became actors. Charlize Theron, guess what?
What?
She used to be a ballerina.
I could see that.
I could see that, too.
Yeah, she's so long, tall, and gorgeous, and, like, graceful.
She grew up in South Africa, but as a teen, she moved to New York City and enrolled with the Joffre Ballet, which is the top of the top over there.
Ooh.
So she was progressing really nicely on her way to being a professional dancer, but sticking with this whole little knee theme, she suffered a bad knee injury. She had to quit. So she moved to Los Angeles and started acting, and the rest, as you know, is history.
Now, Amy Adams, she was a ballerina, too, y'all, honey.
Okay.
Now, she was a good dancer, honey, but unfortunately, honey, she knew she would never be good enough to make a living. So even though, honey, she loved ballet, honey, she moved into musical theater and knew it was a better fit.
But dance is in their soul. For ballerinas, if they've ever done ballet, it's in them. They always want to do it.
Well, I have you all beat, and I bet you never knew this.
What?
But Vin Diesel was a dancer.
I did
Vin Diesel?
Because they used to have a GIF on it, like, back in the day, and it used to always be, like, on, like, Facebook and stuff like that. And it's, like, Vin Diesel popping and locking and breakdancing.
Are we talking about the Vin Diesel who be with The Rock?
Yeah.
That big dude?
Yeah.
Doing ballet?
No, but he wasn't a ballerina.
Because I was doing the same girl. He was a ballerina, child?
No. He wasn't a ballerina.
Okay, what kind of dancer?
As a teen, he was a talented breakdancer and eventually started working as a bouncer at a place called The Tunnel, which was a legendary hip-hop club. Obviously, he eventually transition into acting to become more of a household name.
Did y'all ever have any, like, other skills where, like, something happened and it kind of set your whole life on a different path?
Well, I used to cut yards.
How did you get the lawnmower cranked up? You used to pull the cord?
Yeah, we used to pull the cord, honey.
If you were to go back into that now, your ass would be on the riding lawnmower.
Oh, bitch, you know I
would
be. Honey. Yes, ma'am, I'd just be riding, honey. Yeah, right. Okay.
Pause.
It was hard. All right, honey. Now, quick survey, y'all, from the room. Out of men or women, who do you think overall has better sex?
Women.
It take both of y'all to do it. So.
I say men sometimes.
Both of us, honey,
it's easier for men.
It's easier for men? So you say women?
I think women.
Head crack?
It depends who you're asking, because I think most guys are usually pleased with any sex.
Yeah.
Well, honey, the answer is women. And if you believe this study, right now, on July the 3rd, 2017, Kim Kardashian, Gisele Bündchen, Christina Aguilera, Kelly Rowland, Alicia Keys, Jessica Alba, Kristen Bell, and Jessica Simpson are all having the best sex of their lives.
All right now.
Want to know why?
Why?
Because they're 36 years old.
Oh, my goodness, Gary. You just gave me the best birthday gift ever. I just had my birthday. I'm now 36.
Oh.
I'm about to have the best sex of my life.
Oh. So, Brad, can you answer that?
Yeah, you passed 36. Well, how was 36 for you? How was that sex? How was your sex? How was your sex at 36?
Bitch, I ain't even 36 yet.
Oh, okay. Bitch, she's 25. And counting.
Well, damn.
Don't go away, because after the break, these suckers are going to play military debrets, and yours truly will be the drill sergeant, so you don't want to miss this.
Okay, ooh. Mrs. T.
Okay.
Welcome back to to Dish Nation, y'all. And in keeping with our military theme, it's time for a game I'm going to run called Military Debrat.
Oh, I'm scared.
That's right, y'all. The rules are very simple.
Okay.
And as your drill sergeant, I will give you the clues and let me know which star was a military brat. And at the end of the game, I will determine the winner. So keep your eyes on the prize.
Ma'am.
I ain't hear you, Portia.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right, here's the first clue. Y'all ready?
Yes.
Honey. Head crack?
Mariah Carey.
No.
Oh, I know. Jessica Alba.
Yes, that's right, Portia.
Hey.
Oh, okay. I get it now. Let's go. Oh, you're going down. Oh, you too.
Oh, please.
Yeah, Portia, Jessica Alba was an Air Force brat.
Uh-huh.
Y'all ready to keep going?
Yeah. Let's go.
All right, let's go. Played opposite William Shatner on the 80s TV show T.J. Hooker.
I see her face.
Head crack?
Heather Locklear.
He's right! Well, Heather Locklear was a Marine brat. Let's move on. Y'all ready?
Yes.
Her debut album, Can't Take Me Home, was released in 2000.
Pink.
I was first.
Pink.
How were you first? And I'm
mine was ringing first. See, mine was ringing first.
Oh, you heard.
I gave it to head crack.
Oh.
Nobody heard you.
Yeah, he heard her head crack.
I'm sorry, Portia. And the correct answer goes to head crack.
Yeah.
Pink's father was a soldier in Vietnam. Don't look like that, Portia. You got another chance with this next. Y'all
you
ready?
You have a point.
Yes.
Starred in the movie Burlesque. Portia.
Christina Aguilera.
You right,
Portia.
Hey! One time. You be having an attitude,
because there was a lot of people in that
just
movie.
Had an attitude.
So you just really just jumped out of there in blind faith.
I know I did. I was like, let's just see.
You thought of whoever you
yep.
came to mind first. Well, Christina Aguilera was an Army brat. Moving on.
2-2 right here, just to be clear. Gary has no point.
Don't do that.
Just
don't
saying.
Don't worry, Gary. What she's saying is pointless.
You still got your thing.
I'm not
so,
bothered.
This next clue released an album called The Return of Bruno. Head crack?
I don't know.
I got him!
I got what? An Emmy for the...
What?
He pressed his button.
Brad!
He about to die.
Bruno Mars.
No, that wrong ass
not
answer.
Not at all. It sounds like he's
loud
right.
Loud and no. Wrong. Loud and wrong.
Wrong, Gary.
I don't know.
Who?
Portia.
Won an Emmy for the TV show Moonlighting.
Bruce Willis.
You're correct, head crack.
My buzzer ain't working.
Bruce,
can y'all listen?
Yeah, we hear.
I heard it now.
Next clue, y'all ready?
Yeah.
Identical twin sisters. Portia.
The Olsen twins.
Nope.
I know.
I got
Tia and Tamara.
Yep.
Tia and Tamara. Yes.
Twins T and Tamara Mowry had both parents in the U.S. Army, and they were both born on an army base in Germany. All right, y'all, last and final clue. Are y'all ready?
Yes.
Say yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
I ain't hear you, Gary.
Yes, ma'am.
All together in unison.
Yes, ma'am.
Under the whistle.
Yes, ma'am.
No, you gotta cooperate. I'm the drill sergeant.
Okay, come on.
Get your ass up. All right, play the DC superhero in the movie Steel.
Buzz!
Shaquille O'Neal.
I said Buzz.
She said Buzz.
Right. What's the problem?
It came in before you.
I said Buzz. That is not true.
Rewind the tape.
Producer, my buzzer, and I actually said
Buzz.
It was like what?
When you said it,
you were watching him.
Yeah. Oh. No, I can see your colors. Colors.
I ain't doing whatever the loser do, because I'm not a loser.
So Shaquille O'Neal's stepfather, who he considers to be his father, was a drill instructor in the U.S. Army. So Shaq is definitely an Army brat.
He is.
Whatever the loser got to do, I ain't doing it, because I said Buzz.
Portia, don't be a sore loser.
No, I ain't doing it.
Now, y'all ready to know who won this game?
Obviously, I won, because I had the most points.
Ma'am, yes, ma'am.
Ma'am, yes, ma'am.
Thank you, guys. Well, since the name of the game is Military the Brats, the biggest brat in the whole room is Portia!
Me!
So you're the winner, Portia!
How
thank
is that
you.
Possible?
Yeah!
How I win but still lose?
Loser!
You win some, you lose some.
Loser!
What did she do to win?
She was a brat.
Man, y'all all a bunch of brats. I tell you what, y'all come back later, because up next, we got Ticket to Skip It.
I won. I'm the winner.
Dish Nation.
Hey, welcome back to Dish Nation, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for
Ticket or Skip It!
Now, opening the theaters this week, no, we're not talking about Spider-Man because we're going to review that tomorrow. We're going to be talking about a movie that's going to have all you comic book hero haters talking, right? It's a ghost story, and it's called A Ghost Story.
Ooh! Say what, boo?
Build our legacy piece by piece, and maybe the whole world will remember you, or maybe just a couple of people, but you do what you can to make sure you're still around after you're gone.
Shrilla, like, leaves more questions than answers.
I don't know what the hell that was about.
I was confused.
It's about a ghost.
Well, there's a ghost in it, but it's not really a horror movie per se.
Yeah.
But that ghost looked like Casper the Friendly Ghost. It just looked like a sheet.
I could not get that at all. I mean, the ghost was just walking around and had beautiful music. I love Rooney Mara, and I love Casey Affleck. So I'm obsessed with her already just off that. But damn, they really working me hard to go to this because I don't know what I'm looking at.
Casey Affleck and Rooney Mara are in love in this movie. He dies, and he comes back to comfort her, but instead, he's witnessed her move on with her life.
They should have showed that in the trailer.
Yeah.
But y'all should have figured that out. I mean, just,
how do you figure that out from looking at the sheet with holes cutting the eyeball?
Girl, I know you didn't know what was going on.
Yes, I did, because, I mean, that happens in real life. When my neighbor died, he came back as a dog because he stayed around the house and didn't want to leave, and we knew that was him. So you should have known that was her husband.
You just made that up. You need to stop. You need to stop.
And the crazy thing is, like, I would still probably go see this movie because it looks interesting. I would definitely ticket it because it doesn't seem like everything else is out there.
This seems like the perfect Netflix movie. You put it on, you and your friend get bored, have fun, press play again a little later, press play, press pause. You cannot sit and watch it straight through. I will be asleep in the movie theater.
Yeah, all the stuff you just said just didn't reflect on what we just saw.
Yeah, well,
I'm sorry. I love you, Rooney. I love you, Casey, but I can't do it.
So you guys are going to be ghosts in the movie theater?
Yeah, I'm gonna be there in spirit. So skip it.
You too, Brad?
Boo.
And that's finally what I'm gonna see. I mean, because I love the scenery, the nice greenery. Ooh. It reminds you of a nice day on the 4th of July, just sitting at home, going to the movie with your friends. How could y'all not go see this? And y'all movie damn buffs.
Yeah, I'm gonna go see. I guess it's me and you, Gay.
Yeah, so we'll go, honey. I got the soda, you buy the popcorn.
Done.
Ooh.
Well, stick around. No more deaf and dying talk after the break. In fact, it's all about the drink that can save your life. You don't want to miss it. Coming up next. So welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, Brad, I know you drink a lot of coffee, right?
Huh?
And for everybody out there, whoever feels guilty about that second cup of coffee in the morning, let it go.
What?
Have another. Because they're now claiming that coffee actually keeps you alive.
See?
What?
See? I knew it. See? Portia?
That don't
keep
you alive.
You're going to get to live for a real long time. But is it black coffee or is the coffee with all the cream, the sugars and stuff?
Now, that's killing you slowly.
Okay.
But according to a study done that was published in the British Medical Journal, 3 strong cups of coffee a day slashes the risk of prostate cancer by a half. So that's great news for all the guys out there.
Yeah. Me and Portia don't have to worry about prostate cancer.
But check this out. For y'all, the study found that drinking 1 cup of coffee a day can slash the risk of stroke by up to 25%. Oh. And drum roll, for you people that are stressed out about coffee breath, they're saying that coffee breath could actually be a sign of clean teeth.
Really?
Because I thought it would stain your teeth.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Make your teeth black.
It really does. But coffee breaks down the bacteria that causes plaque, though.
That's the one thing I hate smelling on people's breath. I don't like smelling coffee on people's breath.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't care for coffee breath, but I love beer breath and cigarette
really?
Breath.
Really? I love Hennessy breath.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like sweet.
Ain't it good?
I like Honey Jack breath.
Is there a way they could merge, like, you know, the benefits of coffee and Hennessy into, like, one little situation?
Wait, y'all. We need to come out with a mint. Like a candy, a Hennessy candy that'll put that hint of Hennessy on somebody's breath.
Henny mint.
Henny mint! Ooh, it's so good to me.
You know, but like, I believe in some of this stuff, except the teeth thing. I think eventually we're gonna find out that this whole thing was like sponsored by Starbucks or something.
Right.
Like, yeah, it's healthy. Yeah, drink more coffee, guys. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies.
Either way, share it.